Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Pei Aleph, Gittin 81a, pagination is 161, starting from the Mishnah, about 8 lines from the bottom. Hamigarish es ishto, a person divorced his wife. V'lana imo bepundiki, and then spent the night with her in a hostel. The Gemara explains that we're dealing with a case that there was no known bia. We don't know for sure that they had relations. We don't know it for sure, but we have a significant suspicion that they may have had relations. Beis Hillel omrem tzricha hemenu get sheni. Beis Hillel say, we require a second get. Says the Mishnah, Emasai, when is this said? Bizman sheniskar shem min hanesuim, that they were fully married before the get was given. And now that the first get was given, he spent the night with her, because we're concerned, as the Gemara explains, that hein eide yichud, hein eide bia, that the witnesses who saw them go privately into their room are the same witnesses by extension that they probably had relations, because in the past they've been married, they've had close relationship, and they've had a marriage in the past, so that their new seclusion would indicate a high probability of relations. Uveis Hillel omrim, and Beis Hillel say, again quoting from the Gemara on Amid Beis, Ein adam osa bi'ilaso bi'ilasnus. A person doesn't have relations as immoral conduct if he has available to him the concept of kiddushin. And therefore, since they were once married, and they're going in seclusion in front of witnesses, we draw the conclusion that there's a high probability that there was relations, and the intent of that relations is to renew their marriage, and therefore, before she goes on to marry somebody else, she would have to get a second get from this man, because it appears to us that the marriage was renewed after the first get was given. Umodim, we agree, b'niskarsha min o'erusin, if they were only married on the level of kiddushin, but they never consummated the marriage, they never had nesuin, the chuppah, they never lived together as husband and wife, she'en etzricha emenu get sheni, that even if they went into seclusion, we would not require a second get, mepnei she'en libo gaspo, because he's not excessively comfortable with her as a result of erusin. It's only because they were truly married, nesuin, that we have this concern. Let's clarify that the concern is only, as the Mechaber writes, Kuf Mem Tes Beis, Choshishin La, that we're concerned. It's not enough to say for sure there were relations and for sure those relations equal a new Kiddushin, to the point that if she would marry somebody else now, that we could say, well, for sure she's married to the first husband because of this incident. We can't say it with that level of certainty, but nevertheless, Choshishin, we're concerned enough that we would require a get before she goes on to marry somebody else, even though she has a get, but that's the first get. And after that first get, there was this incident which we strongly believe might have involved relations, and if it did, is considered high probability that he intended it for Kiddushin. Now, there are a number of cases where we would not say this principle. As you can see, it's built on a lot of criteria. And if those criteria are not there, for example, we said even if she was married to him, but they did not have nisuin, they were not living as husband and wife yet, then we wouldn't say this assumption. Likewise, the Mechaber writes in Sifhei that we would not say this assumption by other women. If they would go in seclusion, we don't assume that there were relations, and if we know their relations, we don't assume that it was l'shem znus. I'm sorry, we don't assume that it was l'shem ishus for marriage, but rather we assume that it's l'shem znus for a one-time stand, and we don't draw the conclusion that she's married to such a person just because they went in seclusion, even if there were relations. It's only because they were once married, they have that comfort level, so we assume there were relations, and now we also assume that they would go ahead and do it l'shem kiddushin for the purpose of marriage because they were once married. And in adam osa bi'ilasa bi'ilasnus, in such a case, a person doesn't do it for immoral conduct if he could just as well do it for a new kiddushin. An interesting case to consider might be a case where the couple who got married originally were not particularly observant, but someone influenced them that they should get a kiddushin, a kosher Orthodox ceremony. This couple, following the description of our Mishnah, let's choose a case where they had a fallout, and he gave her a get, and again, they were influenced by their observant-oriented relatives, and they got a correct get. Now, let's follow the story of the Mishnah and apply it to this case. The two of them spend the night in front of witnesses. People are aware that they spent the night together in a room. They locked the door. They were in seclusion. And because they were once married, one can draw the conclusion that there probably were relations, or serious enough that we're concerned that there were relations. And the corollary of that is, and we're concerned that he intended it l'shem kiddushin, for the purpose of marriage. And therefore, according to our Mishnah, there's a serious concern that they are once again married, and she would require another get before she can marry somebody else, simply because they had one night together in seclusion with these logical assumptions. This would have significant ramifications in her ability to remarry. One thing that should be considered, though, is that being that there are two assumptions being made, one, that they had relations, and two, ein adam osa bi'ilasa bi'ilasnus, a person wouldn't do an immoral behavior if he could just as well do it for kiddushin and live with her as a wife instead of as an immoral relationship, that logic doesn't necessarily apply in every application. The Aruch HaShulchan, for example, writes in Kuf Mem Tes Gimel that if she was a nida, then it's hard to say ein adam osa bi'ilaso bi'ilasnus, a person doesn't act immorally. He is. He's living with a nida. She didn't go to mikvah. And that could perhaps be one of the questions that we would ask as we explore the possibility that she requires another get, it is possible that if they were only doing this observance to accommodate the influence of the relatives, we would want to know, were they observing Taras HaMishpacha? Because if they were not, or at the very least, if she no longer was going to mikvah after the divorce, and therefore this one-night stand occurred while she was a nida, it is probable that a posek would rule that we don't have to worry about that one incident, because although they were married, and there's a high probability of relations having occurred, one does not necessarily have to conclude that that relations was for the purpose of kiddushin. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.